An Weihnachten geht's doch eigentlich um Gefühle. Naja, und um die Geschenke natürlich. Verpacke beides liebevoll. Mit tollen Geschenkinspirationen bei Douglas. Nur du kennst deine Lieblingsmenschen so gut und landest deshalb einfach immer einen Volltreffer. Mit wunderbarer Kosmetik, Pflegeprodukten und Düften bei Douglas. Und bei dir bleibt die Gewissheit, die größte Freude gemacht zu haben. Also, verschenke das Douglas-Gefühl.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On today's show, Jess Hooker's in for Christy Lee, what's on Josh's walls, plus winking, tattoos, and Donnie Baker. Right after this.
Jimmy Schubert is our guest, and we're going to break away from Jimmy for just a second. Any other interesting news headlines, Christy?
The FBI has identified the source of the virus-like blaster infection on the internet. The suspect, an 18-year-old who has not been identified but is expected to be arrested today.
Now, can we execute 18-year-olds in our society?
Yes, we can.
Okay, I'm there. I'm voting for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, you can tell the kid's not getting laid. Any kid that's getting laid on a regular basis is not creating computer viruses.
True.
So it's basically, that's a sex education in high school. All they talk about are diseases and things you can catch, and the girls stop putting out, and kids hole up in the room and create a virus.
He's going to be receiving a different kind of sex education, I'm told.
Yeah, his
baseball hat and his dirt button are going to be the same size once they get done with him. This kid's going to be able to do deep knee bends over a fire hydrant.
Did I hear...
Wait a minute, that's the line of the year.
Did I hear dirt button? Did I hear that? His dirt button and his baseball cap are going to be the same size?
Yeah, that's right.
Seven and three quarters,
man.
That's
a big hat.
That's a big hat.
That's a huge melon right there. Oh, man, write that down. Dirt button.
Is that a Philly term? I've never heard that.
No. There's a couple of them.
There's a few out there.
Called Schubertisms. You get the mud whistle, the raisin hole, the leather Cheerio. The mud cutter.
It's all there.
It's all there.
It's all there. Waiting to be discovered.
Is someone writing this stuff down?
It's all designed to fly right below the FCC radar. You know? You flip them over, hit them in a spider bite. You know.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, here you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We have got some great stuff today. I am so excited. Just saw this story. God, Maury Povich is going to lose his mind.
Is it Who's the Daddy?
It's a paternity thing involving one of the great apes, literally.
Orangutan?
Could be. I'm not going to say which one. An anthropoid ape of some sort. We have found ourselves in the Napa Auto Parts studios. I look around the room and I see our engineer is Ace Cosby.
Getting ready for Puppy Bowl 15.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
now you're talking.
Your bet? The rough taking on the fluff.
The rough taking on the fluff.
You know something? I think that may get a lot of extra people watching that this year.
Fluff cost me $500 last year.
We'll figure out why more people will be watching in a few minutes. That's Josh over there. That would be, do you insist on having your full name? Is that the new thing?
Joshua M. Arnold, yeah.
Joshua M. Arnold?
Yep, no.
Okay.
What
does the M stand for? Montague?
Montague.
Okay. Chick McGee across the way. What's the Chick McGee middle name?
You don't know this?
Isn't it the same as Dean's name?
Yes. Okay. It would be Dean. That's exactly right.
Oh, sorry.
And you know, people ask me all the time, is McGee Irish or Scottish? And
saying?
I say it's fake.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
And then
my back.
Using her real name at the Navy Federal Credit Union news desk, it's Josh. No, it's not. It's Jess Hooker. Sorry, I was trying to think if I... We discussed this yesterday. That is your actual name.
This is my actual name.
So please, the hilarious emails.
How'd you pick that? Was Pussy Galore taken?
No, she's going to go with Jess Hooker because it's her name. You okay with that? Everybody?
Yeah, and she's doing the news today, but more importantly, she's brought in honestly, the best Italian food. It's the,
ah!
The meatballs. She brought in some of her meatballs with her gravy, as they say on The Sopranos.
Oh, man.
Thank you so much. Now, Jess, you're not familiar with this, but when Christy brings in food, Josh, you want to take it from here?
When Christy cooks in general is what happens.
Right,
is,
right. We immediately call the ambulances. And,
now, what's it like in the ER?
Oh, well, back in the ER, it's just a mess. All right, people, this is what we train for.
Let's go.
I want the Epicac over there. I need the stomach pumpers there.
I want buckets.
What's
I
that,
need
sir?
Buckets.
Heart attack?
Here.
We can't help you right now.
Stat, let's go.
That looks like it's bleeding pretty badly. I'm sorry. You're going to have to drive
down
there.
Need another triage nurse. Let's go.
Thank you for the breakfast.
We're kidding, of course. And she's not here to
Jess,
defend herself.
Of course. That's the best time to attack. Now, we were talking about the internet dating services and how there is, I guess, one for every group these days.
Sure, yeah.
And what were the there's what for farmers only. There's one for people that like to fish.
Mm-hmm.
Plenty of fishes.
That's not for fisher people.
It's not?
No, it's just plenty of fish. As in, there are plenty of fish in the sea. For
oh, see, I wouldn't have known that.
You wouldn't.
I thought it was for people.
You
that
really
fished.
Thought? You really thought it was for
they
people
have,
that like to fish?
They have Christian Mingle, right?
Sure. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then they have J Date for those of the Jewish faith.
Right.
They have J Date for farmers.
Oh.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. If you're a farmer of the Jewish faith, they really narrow it down.
Yeah, they, yeah.
I mean, like that one, you know, like they have.
Who knew?
They have vegetarian Jews for Jesus.
Yeah.
Both gay and straight. That's narrow.
It is narrow.
That's only like eight guys.
but hey, there's
some ladies.
They're still looking there.
Yeah, okay, so they're all out there. And, of course, they have, what is it, dragon?
Dragon
fruit.
Dragon fruit.
Dragon fruit.
For and geeks of all
the,
kinds.
That played Dungeons and Dragons.
Do they have horror film?
I've never looked,
yeah.
But I bet they do.
Is that what you would go for if you did?
Maybe, because
I don't think, because then you're going to be arguing all the time with her.
You think so?
Well, because you're so opinionated about your horror films.
Well, you know, you walk into his home. Is that, I haven't been to since the last time we were trying to install a light fixture. I haven't been to the finished. Do you have your memorabilia on display there?
In a closet. Yeah.
Oh, in the closet.
So it's
Don't you have a Chucky doll in your living room?
No, it's in the.
Oh, you took it down?
No, nothing.
No,
that,
I've never had it in the living
nothing
room.
Nothing that silly. Don't you have a life-size
Michael Myers? Yes, that's also in a closet. That's in the guest room closet, so then when guests open the closet,
God.
There's Michael right there.
You should warn them.
Do you have
women
over?
Oh, no way.
Do you have women over at your home?
I have, yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's why these things are in the closet.
Closet,
yeah.
Okay.
Excuse me for one second. God, I love the way she asked him that.
Oh, you should have seen her face.
Like she said, have you ever washed your hands?
Yeah.
So women have been in your home.
Well, that's kind of a... That's
walk
kind of
me through this. This is your first home. You just bought it last year.
I'm
very proud of you. Since I haven't been invited, if I were to walk in the front door, I'm sure I couldn't make it anyway. I'm busy. What would I see as soon as I walk in the front door?
Staircase right in front of you to your left and a completely empty room. To your left.
And nothing on the walls at all?
No. It's like a family room or
a formal dining room.
A
maybe?
Dining room, yeah.
No, dining room is off, and that's completely empty as well.
You don't have a dining room table?
No, not yet. I'm saving up for one that I have my eye on.
I got an extra one. I'll give
no, I'm saving up for one that I have my eye on.
Does your house look like Ben Affleck's and Boiler Room? That's what I'm seeing. there's nothing but the there's
it's
no
a little
furniture.
Like Clooney's and up in the air.
Oh, okay.
But no. Most of the rooms are furnished. I just have two rooms, the dining room and that family room, that I have nothing to put in, and I'm waiting.
They're not full of boxes?
A couple boxes in the
now, what about on the walls in the living room? What's in the living room?
Nothing on the walls yet.
No, you put your TV on the wall, didn't you?
You got a
couch and a TV. That's it?
No, two recliners, a couch, some end tables, the fireplace. It's real nice. It's real homey in there.
But nothing on the walls at all?
No. I'm for whatever reason, I have things I can put on the walls. I'm just not a big, I don't care about anything on the walls.
I'm just kind of trying to get the, if you bring one of these ladies into the home, the first, do you bring them in the garage or do you allow them to go in the front
door?
You
have a very clean garage. I dropped you off once and I saw... Into the garage when you
yeah, left. It's gotten yeah. a little messier.
I do have garage envy, you guys.
But do you?
Yeah.
Do you take them in the garage, or do you like them to enter through the front?
Sometimes if they're in my car, I will pull into the garage, and so
or
we enter
you order
that way.
Them, they come to the front.
Or I'll open the trunk.
Or if I order them.
Do you ever do something subtle like, would you like to go in the back door, and then kind of wink?
Subtle? You think that is?
You know the meaning of the word subtle, right? Wink, wink.
Oh, God.
You know, if you do the exaggerated wink at the end of anything, it's just like the counterfeit subtle, I think, doesn't it?
Winking.
Huh?
Winking totally freaks me out.
How about a meatball?
In any context.
Okay.
Do you ever date a winker?
I just winked at Tommy.
What about the wink in the tongue? Like,
the emoji that does
that?
Yeah,
no.
Well, it's cute when you do it.
Oh, yeah, it would be very creepy.
But if some
when
dude
you did it,
like if some salesman at like an appliance store did it to me. I'm out.
Hey, I've been looking at this big screen TV, and I think I'm gonna buy it.
I think that's the one. I have to leave now. I have to leave.
Yeah, if you're buying a dishwasher and the guy goes, you know, a lot of those sex toys are immersible. You can put them in this dishwasher. Wink, tongue.
Yeah, I'm not even going home to shower. I'm hitting the nearest truck stop.
Okay.
Oh, my God, Tom's tongue.
And you, be honest, you have trouble winking. You really have to concentrate.
Well, no, then I had a weird thing happen to me. I have to preface this by saying there's a big glass, wall to my right there. And that's the performance room.
Right.
And it's the glass is at an angle, so when the lights are off, we can't see in there, if this makes sense.
It's kind of like a one-way mirror, sort of.
So after my motorcycle crash, when I was recovering, whenever I would, to this day, when I pick up, my arm only goes this high, my right arm. But in the beginning, when I would pick up my arm, my right eye would close.
Because
you're wincing in pain?
I couldn't help it. It was an automatic like this. And then I used to keep a lot of the stuff that I have to read in the air is way over there on the right. Mm-hmm. So I would be reaching over, and it would appear that I was winking, and then I would find out later on, there's a Girl Scout troop watching the show. I'd have to walk in and go, I'd have to show them, I'm so sorry, I had no idea, I'm not winking at the 14-year-old. The wink always has creeped me out. Just, ugh.
Go ahead.
Some people can pull it off pretty
Oh, I could wink.
But the context of a of a proper wink?
Yeah, really wink. Just looks like you have a tick.
No, when I jerk it.
When Chick does it looks like you're at the Hall of Presidents at Disney World and the robot's broken.
Yeah, I agree.
Really? It's not a sexy wink?
The first one could see if there was an inside joke that you and Jess maybe shared and you did that wink, I could see it being
doing it again.
Okay,
do it again.
Yeah, we're going to have dinner later.
The rest of your face is frozen, and it looks like I said, it looks like a robot. It's like Abraham Lincoln at the Hall of Presidents.
Maybe I'm not a good winker. Son of a gun.
Ace, are you a good winker?
Let me see the
Ace.
When Ace winks.
He's got the Popeye wink.
Yeah, he does.
He throws the cheek to the left.
Yeah, opens his mouth. Yeah.
Which in a way makes it extra creepy.
Now we're all just winking.
What a weird thing.
I wonder if the emoji is bringing the wink back. Mm.
There are a lot of
my favorites.
There's the tongue wink. There's a lot of winking, different winking emojis. The tongue and the...
I will use a wink emoji, damn it.
Really?
Every now and again.
To those ladies that you take to your house?
Yes.
Yes, like, they come in the back door.
Just kidding about the lack of a disease. Wink.
Ah, jeez.
Wink, tear, address of testing place.
My favorite emoji.
Look at my medicine cabinet.
I love Josh for being hilarious, but the first time he sent me, there's an emoji that has no expression whatsoever.
That's my all-time favorite.
It's the flat line, and you're like, he sends it back. He times it perfectly. Want to go to lunch today? And it's just nothing. Sends the emoji back. Nothing. Perfect.
I understand we have an update on the Ariana Grande tattoo.
Really?
Right.
Scandal.
So if you remember, over the weekend, she got a tattoo, and it was supposed to seven rings for her new single. It was
on the palm
of her hand. It was supposed to, and it didn't
It was supposed to signify some mystical BS, and...
It's the name of her new single, Seven Rings.
And it's in Chinese or Japanese?
It's in Japanese, I think, originally is what it was supposed to be, but it came out, and now I've seen a couple of different translations, but now it says small... charcoal grill. Some people say it says barbecue grill.
Okay.
Small charcoal grill. Well, she tried to fix it, and she managed to mess it up even worse.
Oh no!
Yes,
she's gonna end up without a hand.
She was hoping to go for something that meant hoop or ring for the seven rings, and instead they tattooed finger on her hand, And Josh and I looked it up at the break, and one of the symbols looks like the Twitter symbol.
Yeah, it does.
Yes, it's just so odd.
What? So now does it say finger small charcoal grill?
Right. Well, and the other,
I think we're getting closer.
Right. So now it says small charcoal grill finger and then a heart shape.
Yeah, poor Ariana.
But that's not even right because in Japanese, don't you read?
Yep, right to backwards.
You read backwards.
Right to left.
So it means barbecue your finger or something.
Yeah, it's nonsense.
Bless I her. Hate this stuff. All these people culturally appropriating. Well, I have an Asian sensibility. No, you're a moron. Do you think there are people over in Japan that have tattoos in English that they get wrong, like I said yesterday?
They like jeans, don't they?
Levi's? Look, it's a live tree or die. What?
No, they like jeans and Nikes,
live
right?
free or die over there. Just idiots. The space Pete Davidson look a lot smarter. Glad he got rid of her. And it's hard to make him look a lot smarter.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Oh, hey, Donnie.
And I wish people would just leave this Grande Areola chick alone. Say whether she got a stupid tattoo that's misspelled in Rosetta Stone. Her lamp's half lit to begin with.
Right.
I swear to God. She like every other basic bitch. She won't get some kind of Asian mysticism chant or something. And turns out it was an ad for a Japanese George Foreman grill.
Essentially.
That's right.
Well, who cares? Who cares what it says on the palm of her hand? You ain't going to be able to read it anyways when she's doing another, hey, I'm landing airplanes, group tuggy. I swear to God.
All right.
There ain't nothing new about people having dumb tattoos. My family probably knows more about getting bad tattoos than anybody I know of.
I bet they do.
My Aunt Gretchen. Hell, my Aunt Gretchen chick, she's got Aaron Neville's face tattooed on the fat side of her neck.
Really?
Oh, wow. Is that right?
And it's super realistic. Mm. They placed it perfect, so you can't tell where that thing on Aaron Neville's forehead begins and where Gretchen's hairy skin tag ends.
Oh.
Gross.
But that's called turning a... She turned a negative into a positive.
Yeah, she sure did.
I mean, at the time she got it, Aaron Neville's was pretty famous. But I'd like to say, hindsight's always 50-50. My second cousin, Rhonda. Rhonda's got the worst misspelled tattoo ever. She tried to get the words never lose tattooed on her.
Uh-huh. Right.
Except her tattoo artist, Red Dog, apparently don't know how to spell all that good.
Oh.
Because right under her C-section scar, it reads in big letters, never lose. Swear to God. Yep, and that got her boyfriend saying, oh, yeah, it's like landing a Cessna in the Grand Canyon. And that's when the cops had to come over. But they couldn't press charges because two of them started partying with it. But the best ever was this chick that used to work down at Riverside Lanes. Everybody used to call her Bambi because she was pigeon-toed, so in the snow it looked like you were tracking a deer. Well, anyways, she had a tattoo right above her jean shorts of a dollar bill. Even had the serial numbers carved in it.
Oh, wow.
Yep, so everybody thought she's probably a stripper. So I told Scotty Winkler, I said, I'm tired of guessing and listening to rumors. I said, just ask. I said, I ain't one to beat off around the bush. So one day I went up. She's spraying out my shoes with that secondhand smoke, and I finally asked her. I said, you used to be a stripper? I mean, who else gets a tattoo of a dollar bill above the cash box?
Right.
And she's like, no, dumbass, I ain't a stripper. It's just all you can eat for under a buck. Swear to God. You laugh, Josh, but that's why she got fired. She put the snack bar out of business.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Wir sind Theresa und
Nemo.
Und deshalb sind wir zu Shopify gewechselt.
Die Plattform, die wir vor Shopify verwendet haben, hat regelmäßig Updates gebraucht, die teilweise dazu geführt haben, dass der Shop nicht funktioniert hat.
Endlich macht unser Nemo-Boards-Shop dadurch auch auf den Mobilgeräten eine gute Figur. Und die Illustrationen auf den Boards kommen jetzt viel, viel klarer rüber, was uns ja auch wichtig ist und was unsere Marke auch ausmacht.
Starte deinen Test noch heute für 1 Euro pro Monat auf shopify.de/radio.